A computer expert working for the Office of Naval Intelligence has been arrested and charged with passing top-secret documents to South Korea. Robert Kim of Sterling, Virginia, is a native of South Korea but became a U.S. citizen more than 20 years ago in 1974. The Justice Department says Kim passed the classified information to a South Korean naval attaché working in Washington. NBR's Martha Raddatz has the story.
Robert Kim was at a reception last night at the Fort Myer Officers Club in Virginia. Fort Myer is where the military's top brass lives, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Halfway through the reception Kim was attending, some uninvited guests arrived, agents of the FBI. While a 56-year-old civilian intelligence worker was taken off to jail, other agents were searching his home. The FBI says it uncovered Kim spying by videotaping him at his workspace, listening to his phone conversations, and reading his mail. In court documents, Kim is accused of passing political and military intelligence on North Korea and other Asian-Pacific nations to Bak Dong-il, a naval attaché who works for the South Korean embassy. State Department spokesman Glenn Davies today called the case puzzling, given that South Korea is an ally.
Clearly, if there has been any kind of espionage or any kind of relationship, passing of classified materials to officials of an embassy that's stationed here in Washington, as you would expect, it's a very, very disturbing thing for us. And we would look for action to be taken quite quickly on this, if that turns out to be the case.
Davies says the U.S. government has been in touch with South Korean officials, but doesn't expect that relations between the two allies will be damaged.
I wouldn't draw any conclusions about the broader relationship we have with South Korea. A very deep, very long-standing relationship. South Korea is a very, very good ally, and we work with them on a broad range of issues. We have troops stationed in Korea and many, many interests in common. And right now, where we're putting the accent on our common interests, and we're looking to the South Koreans to cooperate with us as we try to unravel the facts of this case.
The facts already known are that Kim's job and clearance gave him computer access to documents that are above top secret. It's not known whether Kim was paid for the information he is alleged to have passed on, or exactly how damaging this is to national security. The FBI says that a search of Kim's computer found a January 24th letter to the South Korean naval attaché offering to spy for South Korea. The Office of Naval Intelligence is the same place that Jonathan Pollard worked. He was convicted of spying for another U.S. ally, Israel. Pollard is now serving a life sentence for selling the Israelis satellite photographs and other military intelligence. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.